Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
The defending Super Bowl champion New England Patriots kick off the 2015 NFL regular season on Thursday, September 10th against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Under the lights at Gillette Stadium, with an 8:30 start on NBC, the season opener is one of five scheduled appearances for the Pats in prime time. And among seven contests currently slated for national TV. The pairing of Patriots and Steelers also marks one of four games New England will play against teams who reached the 2014 postseason, including the Broncos, Colts, and Cowboys. Two of those tilts fall on consecutive Sundays when the Pats visit Dallas and Indianapolis in early October, coming off a bye in Week 4. It's the earliest bye the Pats have had since they were idle also in Week 4 of 2008. And on the subject of being early, the Pats' schedule presently features 8 1 o'clock starts, including 4 in Foxborough and 4 in the season's final month.
Bob Soucy joins me now to break down the 2015 schedule. And Bob, it starts with a lot of history. Opening night against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And this is kind of cool because coming off of the Patriots' first ever Super Bowl title in 2002, they opened against the Pittsburgh Steelers. That was also the grand opening of Gillette Stadium.
Tom Brady threw for nearly 300 yards and three touchdowns as the Patriots beat the Steelers 30-14 in that game. And, of course, this is a matchup of two teams who went to the postseason a year ago and two quarterbacks who have six Super Bowl titles between them, Brady and Ben Roethlisberger. Roethlisberger, with those wide receivers led by Antonio Brown, will certainly put the Patriots' revamped secondary to test in Week 1. And then, of course, you have Rex Ryan and the Bills in the second week of the year.
Certainly a big deal, that first game. But when you look at this schedule, what stands out the most to you?
Jackie, first and foremost, there's the early bye. We've got really two treacherous stretches for the Patriots, one early, one later. Beyond that, this is a schedule that features only four playoff foes, at least when you look back on the postseason from 2014. And a lot may be made of that. Not since the Rams of 2000 has a defending Super Bowl champion played only four playoff teams from the previous season. But I think you look at this schedule, and you've got Philadelphia and Houston. You've got teams in the AFC East vastly improved. This is a schedule that, by appearance, early might be much different, of course, than when we look back on it at the end of the season in terms of its degree of difficulty.
Yeah, I think for me the most difficult stretch is right in the thick of things, right in the middle of the schedule. Two back-to-back NFC East teams with the Redskins and the Giants. Then they will face, you know, Rex Ryan's new and improved Buffalo Bills. Then they will go on the road for a primetime matchup in a short week against the Denver Broncos in Denver. That's always a pretty challenging matchup for the Patriots, just being on that west side for whatever reason. It will be Brady Manning part 2000, whatever it will be. Those storylines are never seems to be a shortage of those. And I think that's really when things get hard enough during this NFL schedule. That thick of things right there is what seems to stand out the most to me.
Without question, when you look back at the last couple of years, the Patriots have enjoyed a bye about that point
right
in the schedule. But this year, of course, the bye comes in Week 4. And out of that idle week, they've got the Cowboys and the Colts on the road, back-to-back games against playoff teams from last year. Then the Jets and the Dolphins, and a short week between the Jets in Miami. Miami, a Thursday night game on the NFL Network and CBS. So for the Patriots, they've got their work cut out for them. And they'll also close the season with back-to-back games in the AFC East,
right,
both on the road because of the Winter Classic.
And speaking of the division, you know, I think that maybe Patriots fans were really looking forward to that marquee matchup, Patriots-Jets, the return of Darrelle Revis. But those are both 1 o'clock games. Maybe the NFL didn't see that much as a marquee matchup this year.
Well, it certainly appears that ESPN saw the sex appeal with the Patriots versus Rex Ryan,
right,
going up against the Bills in a Monday night matchup. But you're right, the Jets and the Patriots, at least as the schedule is currently constituted, set for 1 o'clock each contest.
And since we're talking about big networks, we had a chance to catch up with Willie McGinnis, who was in town for a special event, to get his thoughts on the schedule. Take a listen.
All the teams in the AFC got better, so it's going to be tougher within the division. But when you look outside the division, you got the Philadelphia Eagles. It seems like the Denver Broncos and Indianapolis Colts are in the division because it seems like the Patriots play them every single year. And you got the Dallas Cowboys on the road as well. So it's some really good teams, some interesting teams, and I'm just looking forward to see how the Patriots stand up.
Well, there you have it. The 2015 schedule is all set. Football will be here before you know it. It makes me ready just talking about it.
Can't wait, Jackie. Looking forward to it for sure.
Thank you for joining us. That'll do it for Bob and myself for now, and we'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.